With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Two Havre women who were detained for 40 minutes last year by a U.S. border agent who overheard them speaking Spanish in Havre are now suing the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. Ana Suda and Martha Hernandez, both U.S. citizens with Montana driver's licenses, recorded cell phone video of the incident last May.
Why you ask us for our IDs, please?
Ma'am, the reason I asked you for your ID is because I came in here and I saw that you guys are speaking Spanish, which is very unheard of up here.
Alex Raitt with the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana is part of the women's legal team.
You cannot simply stop somebody and interrogate them because they were speaking Spanish. Likewise, you cannot treat somebody differently because of their heritage, because of their accent, or because of their language.
Raitt says the fact that Hernandez and Suda are bilingual should be celebrated, not punished. ACLU describes the women's experience as both humiliating and traumatizing.
This is a small town, and so, you know, there have been, you know, confrontations, around town amongst other people. There have been issues at Ana and Mimi's place of employment. So it's just fair to say that folks know that this is out there and they don't like the fact that Ana and Mimi are standing up for their rights.
The lawsuit, filed Thursday in federal court in Great Falls, seeks compensation for the women and an order barring border officials from stopping or detaining anyone based on race, accent, or language. Under a settlement reached in 2015, the Montana Highway Patrol agreed to comply with a policy against stopping someone solely to verify immigration status. Nor can troopers stop or detain someone based on race, religion, national origin, or sexual orientation. A Customs and Border Patrol spokesman tells Montana Public Radio the agency does not comment on pending litigation. According to information provided by CBP, in 2017, Havre's 183 Border Patrol agents made 39 arrests. 11 of those arrested were Mexican. The agency has not yet released figures for 2018.